Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall joins us, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe. And I'm constipated. Ooh. And these guys never stop mooing.
I'm clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100CA1.
Talking now with Colin Woodall, CEO, of course, NCBA. Very busy summer business meeting. Looking back on the decision to go live face-to-face, Colin, a good decision, you think?
We've had nothing but positive response to the decision to be here in person. I'm really surprised by that, to be honest with you, because I figured that once folks got here, maybe they'd get a little nervous. But to a T, everybody that I've talked to has said that we needed to do this. We needed to have the face-to-face interaction. And with the precautions that we have taken with masks, socially distant spacing, hand sanitizers, so far it looks like we've been able to do this and keep everybody safe at the same time.
I guess what kind of being isolated here at the Gaylord helps as well.
We're the only game in town right now, so that gave us plenty of room to spread out, which was helpful. And again, when you step back and you look at where everybody has been throughout the COVID crisis, I think a lot of folks just wanted to be able to see their neighbors and see folks from across the country and have not only the business conversations that we've had, but also just check up and see how everybody's been doing.
One of the things that I know that you kind of trumpeted during that opening general session, the success of the Chekhov-funded plan to roll out the United We Steak campaign.
Here we are in the middle of the summer grilling season, and you're right, our summer campaign is titled United We Steak, and the hallmark of that is a graphic we put together where all 50 states have been carved out of a steak and hand-carved out of a steak, and it has really taken off. We've had commercials on radio. We've had it on digital TV platforms. We even had it on a billboard in Times Square in New York City. So it really has made a huge splash, over 270 million impressions. And as I said, we still have a month to go before Labor Day, which is will be the end of the campaign.
Kind of a first for the for NCBA, advocating for money coming from Uncle Sam under the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Money has been going out to cattle producers, to your members, but there's still more to be done, I know.
This was also a heavily debated discussion as to where we would be in asking for payments from the government, much like all the other commodities have done in the past. And when we look at coronavirus, what it did to our industry, the officer team and our state affiliates made the decision that our policy would allow us to go and advocate for a payment program. So we jumped in the middle of it, worked with Congress and the other commodity groups and the CARES Act that was passed back in March, which ultimately led to the CFAP program. And a lot of our members have been able to get some payments through CFAP that we believe will help them get over this gap and hopefully into some better cattle markets here later this year and into 2021.
And of course, it looks like Senate continue to try to work out all the various issues within their new act. Indications are about $20 billion to go to agriculture in general with a lot of discretion to USDA.
You know, more money is coming, no doubt about it, but the question will be, will it be helpful? Because you go back to CFAP and that arbitrary April 15th date that was put in place meant that a lot of producers who marketed cattle after that date did not get the same benefit if they would have done so beforehand. But we do believe that this $20 billion or whatever ultimately ends up getting signed by the president could help us try to shore up the second phase of this program and hopefully make up some of those losses. So we do believe this could be an opportunity for us to help some of our producers catch up if they did market cattle after April 15th.
And that, of course, that was a very, very large difference, about $100 or more between April 15 and April 16.
Yes, significant, and we have heard a lot about that because, again, it was an arbitrary date. There was nothing that was special about April 15th outside of it just being tax day, and that is a message that we have taken not only to USDA but also to the White House and to Congress.
NCBA's Collingwood All. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.